Greetings, mortals and others. I'm Dick Terhune, the voice from hell. Walk with me into the marketing morgue. It always seems like it's work, work, work this time of year in the marketing morgue. The trade shows and conventions winding down as we ramp up to bring our sets, props, costumes, and characters to life for another Halloween haunting season. And as you might expect on a segment called The Marketing Morgue, we've got a lot of work to do to build that bridge that brings your customers straight to your door, your attractions, advertising, and marketing. But in this episode, I'm not thinking so much about bridges as I am about walls. You know, the kind you keep banging your head against, trying to figure out how to grow your attendance? There are few things more frustrating than continuing to invest in your show and building it up, only to see equal, limited, or worst of all, negative return on your investment. So let's take a short break from all the work, 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 and kick back to read a nice story. Edgar Allan Poe's The Cask of Amontillado. You've read it, right? You at least have a copy of it somewhere? Well, if you don't, pick one up. The collected works of Poe are easy to find and will offer great resource material for years to come. And if you're just too damn lazy to read the book yourself, go to tailtube.com and I'll read it for you. That's tailtube.com, TALETube.com. Click on Edgar Allan Poe and listen to The Cask of Amontillado. Now, if for some reason you've never heard of this story, it's a delicious tale of exquisitely refined vengeance, where our hero, a man named Montresor, lures Fortunato, his arrogant and overbearing nemesis, down into the wine cellar of his palazzo with the promise of examining a rare vintage of sherry, a cask of Amontillado. Once Montresor has his victim where he wants him, he chains Fortunato into a recess and begins building a wall to seal him in for all eternity, brick by agonizing brick, while his victim watches in helpless terror. I now realize I probably should have said spoiler alert before I told you all that, but you'll read the story anyway. Now, most people who read The Cask of Amontillado relate to Montresor, the long-suffering, aggrieved narrator of the tale, who's finally had enough and executes a brilliant plan to not just rid himself of his enemy, but to make him suffer first, in a manner equal to his offenses. I don't think I've ever met anyone who relates to the victim, Fortunato. Well, I hate to be the one to tell you, you're probably more like him than you think. When it comes to your haunt's advertising and marketing, we're all guilty of getting set in our ways, thinking we know our business better than anybody else, and if it worked once, it'll work again. It's that kind of thinking that will leave you chained to a wall, sealed off, brick by agonizing brick, from opportunities to grow your audience. What if Mr. Poe had written a sequel? Fortunato's Revenge, for lack of a better title, wherein, as Montresor is tracing his steps back through the wine cellar, giggling and rubbing his hands over his victory, Fortunato suddenly pulls himself together and goes all MacGyver by remembering the silver shaker of table salt he nicked from Montresor's dining room on the way down and a small bag of sodium bisulfate that Montresor used to keep the water in his fountain clean, which both fit conveniently into a pocket that Fortunato can still reach. Hey, we already know Fortunato's an overbearing bully. Why would he not be a kleptomaniac and amateur chemist? Thinking quickly, our victim combines the two chemicals with his own urine. Well, wouldn't you pee yourself if you were chained to a wall being sealed in alive? Thus creating a small amount of hydrochloric acid sufficient to dissolve the mortar holding his chains to the wall, allowing him to break free and kick through the brickwork before it sets. The next day, the servants find Montresor's body, eyes bulging in terror, with a chain wrapped around his throat. Meanwhile, Fortunato relaxes in his favorite ristorante, savoring a glass of Amontillado. So what's the point here? Well, if you've hit the wall with your attendance, don't allow yourself to be chained up and helpless. To quote the 40th U.S. president, "Tear down this wall!" Don't just take a look at your queue or your haunt's Facebook page or Instagram or Twitter feed and see who your customers are. figure out who your customers aren't, who's not buying a ticket, and why. You'll probably find there are several underserved groups in your market that you could tap into by changing how you advertise and market to them. The demographics could be ethnic, geographic, age range, income, gender, the list goes on. Talk with your production team, your actors, your marketing team, and figure out who's on the other side of that wall and how you need to break through it. And if a fresh set of eyes and ears would help, you can always reach out to me. After all, who doesn't like a nice fresh set of ears and eyes now and again? Yum, yummy. Sorry. If you'd like to know more and consult with me in person, join me at Scare LA in Los Angeles, August 8th and 9th. Get more info by going to scarela.com. We'll rip further into the guts of haunt advertising and probe the most effective and creative ways to market and promote your haunted attraction. Find out more at voicefromhell.com and by liking Voice From Hell on Facebook. I'm Dick Terhune. Join me next time here in the Marketing Morgue, where there's always room for one more.
Podcast!
Haunting Halloween and horror!